The Ancient Archives, Semen Retention, Manuscript. 36 writings from the channel. 18 unreleased writings from the course. 54 chapters on semen retention. If you'd like to own a physical copy of the Ancient Archives, then this book is for you. Welcome. We now move on to the second tier of the iceberg, moving beyond the physical into the deeper realms of semen retention, covering the lesser-known concepts that are perhaps unheard of to non-retainers, yet still accessible and discussed by most. This video is for entertainment purposes only. If you are considering whether or not to start semen retention, keep in mind that this chart follows mainly the positive and neutral aspects, and it is recommended you look at all the research available before deciding to commence. Let's begin. Tier 2. Intelligence. The connection between intelligence and sexual energy conservation is well known among retainers. Many of the world's geniuses, such as inventor Nikola Tesla, renowned mathematician and astronomer Isaac Newton, Leonardo da Vinci, Beethoven, Aristotle, Plato, Pythagoras, and so on, were all celibate and sexually abstained with the understanding that it was conducive to good health, mind, and/or spirit. Newton went as far as to say, "I consider my greatest accomplishment to be lifelong celibacy." It has been said that the constituents in the brain are much like those in the semen, and for that reason an excess of activity in one area will come at the expense of the other. The reason semen retention is said to be good for the intellect is that the reproductive functions and the brain functions both require high levels of energy, and thus lowering expenditure in one area should positively affect the other. R. Bernard wrote, "The grey matter of the brain contains 17% lecithin, which is the essential and indispensable medium through which the higher intellectual processes manifest themselves. The greater the purity in which lecithin is found, the higher the intelligence of the animal, even in insects." In more recent studies, positive correlations between intelligence and semen quality were also found. As stated in the evolutionary theory of aging, your energies are not drawn from an infinite source. They are limited and must be shared with all your biological functions that require energy. Trade-offs and sacrifices will occur. This is why an excess in one area will come at a loss to the other. For this reason, if one wishes to increase the power of their intellectual faculties, then it is perhaps necessary to control or abstain from use of the sexual faculties. Human relations. A common occurrence that is said to happen on semen retention is that one's relations with other people begin to shift. Interactions feel more natural. Members of the opposite sex become more friendly, more respect is shown, and one often starts to drift away from their friendship circle. It was said often in the old books on restraint that refraining from the act was the key to manhood, and that excessive semen loss made men effeminate. A man with strong masculinity will attract women with strong femininity, and a diversion from this is a diversion from what makes man attractive to the opposite sex. Many old texts have written about the signs of masturbation being written all over the face, from the dark rings under the eyes to the lack of eye contact, unnatural expressions of guilt, loss of flesh, and an overall appearance of haggardness. These are negative signals that indicate a man's lack of sexual power, virility, and perhaps even fertility to potential suitors. Written in the 1900s on the topic of masturbators, "They feel none of that manly confidence and gallant spirit and chaste delight in the presence of virtuous females, which stimulate young men to pursue the course of ennobling refinement and mature them for the social relations and enjoyment of life. And if by the kind offices of friends they are put forward into good society, they are continually oppressed, with shrinking embarrassment, which makes them feel as if they were out of their own element, and look forward to the time of retirement as the time of their release from an unpleasant situation. Conserving the sexual energies gives one the quality of an abundant life force, and this is conducive to good human relations. Often we come across people with this unmistakable energy. Whether it be called charm or aura, it is a feeling that this person is very much more alive than the usual being. A being with an abundance of life is naturally seen as attractive to others. We have an attraction towards life and an aversion towards death. This is perhaps why younger people are given more attention than older members of society, as they contain more of this life essence. Remember, interactions with people are energy exchanges. We want to exchange our energies with the best sources available. We have an inherent respect for this life force, and when we see an abundance of it in someone, it sparks our attention, our attraction, and perhaps even adoration. Conserving this sexual force can greatly alter the visceral reactions people feel about you. The quality of charm and naturalness can increase greatly over time on retention. It has been noted and talked about at length in testimonials by many practicing semen retention. Intuition. Intuition is the ability to understand things without the effort of conscious reasoning. An intuitive person can make abstract connections that perhaps don't follow the rules of logic, yet lead to deep insights into the truth of a matter. The depth of one's intuitive faculty varies from person to person. Intuition has been noted as the highest form of intelligence. The development of the intuitive faculty requires a heightened sensitivity of the senses. This comes from an abundant reserve of nerve energy supplied by nutrition, whilst not expending these energies in lustful pursuit. It is said that sexual excess and seminal losses can deplete the body of these nerve-nourishing constituents. R. Bernard wrote, "There is a remarkable similarity of chemical composition between the semen and the central nervous system, both being especially rich in lecithin, cholesterol, and phosphorus compounds, which would indicate that seminal emissions withdraw from the body substances necessary for the nutrition of nervous tissues." The reason why intuitive faculties seem to flourish on semen retention is perhaps due to the rich supply of nutrients afforded to the brain by the halting of reproductive activity. When the brain has a rich source of nourishment, it can pick up on more of the subtleties in the environment. Faint sounds, smells, visual changes, and cues. It becomes very attuned and sensitive to changes in the atmosphere. And from this heightened sensitivity springs the ability to see things at a much deeper level, to understand deeper insights into the thoughts, motivations, and actions of others. Sexual conservation attunes our mind to the subtle frequencies of the world, and as a result, our intuitive faculty strengthens. Attention. This has become a well-talked-about topic in the retention community, and is often met by either strong agreement or suspicion and disbelief. Retainers have reported being approached by strangers more, by animals, and being stared at more in public. I think the first time I had heard about this, I too thought it was unbelievable and perhaps a placebo that they were experiencing. Though, in my own case, I experienced more attention in public. It could be perhaps due to an improved appearance and better signs of health, which make one appear more approachable. It is said that conserved sexual energy presents itself in the face, glowing skin, sharper eyes, thicker hair, and more natural expressions and movement. There is also evidence in studies that suggest people pay more attention to an attractive face and look at it for longer. This perhaps presents a connection between the improvement of appearance and the increased attention garnered by others whilst practicing semen retention. There is no direct evidence here, though it is more than reasonable to assume that if one is living in a way to enhance their health and beauty, people will respond more positively towards them. Pheromones. There is an established connection between scent and sexual attraction. Scents provide signals that can help one determine another's mating potential. A female can subconsciously determine many aspects of a male, such as general health, genetic quality, reproductive success, merely through his scent or body odor. This scent is recognized by the olfactory membrane and sends various signals to the brain and body about that particular scent. It has been found in wasps that the female can recognize the quality of sperm through scent and pheromones and generally avoids potential mates with a limited sperm count. Assuming that such mechanisms exist for humans too, then it is likely that men with lower sperm counts may release less pheromonal odor that the female finds attractive. In 1956, Lamps and Masters studied the sperm counts of men who frequently ejaculated and concluded a significant drop in sperm quantity, though not quality, of the frequently ejaculating males. If frequent ejaculation reduces sperm quantity and reduced quantity affects mate selection, then we could reasonably assume that masturbation reduces the strength or odor of pheromones. Furthermore, in types of fish, it has been established that the spermine present in the semen acts as a pheromone, and that as semen is rich in spermine, the ejection of it from the body could perhaps reduce the potency of pheromones in the body, and as a result reduce a male's attractiveness to the opposite sex. As there is currently no established research on this connection between masturbation and pheromones, this remains just a theory. Charm. A charming man is said to possess a number of positive traits. These are commonly known as good eye contact, confidence, handsomeness, intellect, good voice, good posture, articulate with words, and a sharp wit. All of these mentioned traits are also frequently cited benefits of semen retention. Good eye contact comes from strong eyes. This connection was covered extensively in Tier 1. Confidence comes from a strong will and abundance of energy, which are very much associated with those retaining sexual energy. Good voice is said to be due to the testosterone increase on retention. Good posture is another cited benefit, and although there is not research on masturbation affecting posture, there are numerous examples by Tissot of patients experiencing lower back pains and affected posture as a result of excessive emissions. The retainer is also said to become more witty and able to articulate themselves to a higher degree. When the energetic resources are in abundance and the brain and nerves have enough nourishment, all the bodily systems become more attuned and are able to function at a higher level. The senses all become more sensitive. All such developments form the makings of a charming man. Anxiety gone. When releasing semen frequently, the sexual energies are in a constant cycle of use and renewal, and thus the body and its organs and systems can receive only limited amounts to carry out their functions. Because of this deficiency, the body cannot operate at an optimal level and becomes sluggish. The body is in an energetic deficit. Much the same happens on nights when one is unable to get the proper amount of rest. The body is burdened the next day, and depending on age and level of vitality, the burden can be extremely hard to bear. Written in the 1800s. Every glance at a female form excites desire. Anxiety, repentance, shame, and despair of any remedy for the evil make the painful state of such a man complete. His whole life is a series of secret reproaches, distressing feelings, self-deserved weakness, indecision, and weariness of life. The burden carried whilst losing semen is the benefit gained whilst retaining semen. The body becomes light and flexible. One's vital force becomes stronger and his overall energy increases. feelings of anxiety are soon replaced with feelings of energy and confidence. Guilt and shame caused by this practice dissipate. As one is retaining, they are acting more pure and moral. These physical manifestations carry over into the mental, and one begins to feel more pure and moral, less corrupted and less shameful. The adherence to nature's laws puts one more in tune with nature, and nature means natural, and one who is in a natural state feels no worry or anxiousness. Cleanliness. It was written in the Bible, "When a man has an emission of semen, he is to bathe himself completely with water, and he will remain unclean until evening. Any clothing or leather on which there is an emission of semen is to be washed with water, and it will remain unclean until evening." Cleanliness not only refers to the physical, but also to the mental, or more commonly referred to, moral cleanliness. Moral uncleanliness is not entirely separate from physical. They are connected. Uncleanliness in one area can quickly spread to the other. When one engages in the fantasy of immoral thought, the physical system goes into a state of sexual excitement, activating physical processes in the body, such as the production and release of secretions and ejaculations. These carry a very physical, energetic burden on the body. A hygienic environment is harder to maintain when one's mind is occupied by lewd thoughts and is constantly stimulating and ejaculating fluids from the genitals. Odor, bacteria, and infections can more easily occur in an unhygienic environment. Conversely, a clean mind should deter the entertainment of carnal desire and prevent activities that lead to unnatural stimulation of the sexual centers and resulting uncleanliness from such activities. In this way, we can see here how cleanliness, not only in body, but in thought, is of much importance. Purity of soul and spirit corresponds with cleanliness of body, and is even more important to health. Cleanliness of soul and body is goodliness. Spiritual faculties. It has long been said that spirituality comes at the cost of sensuality. This is why the great sages and monks took a vow of celibacy. In order to access the spiritual realms of existence, one must disengage from the animal realms of desire. Sivananda writes, "Down through the ages, the highest stress has been laid on brahmacharya, or sexual abstinence, in every religion. Throughout folklore runs the idea that second sight and the vision of the supernatural are especially, if not solely, the privilege of the celibates. Westermac favors the explanation that sexual pollution destroys holiness. A tribe on the Rio Negro enjoined celibacy upon their shamans because they believed that medicine would prove ineffectual if administered by a married man. Iamblichus states that the gods do not hear him who invokes them if he is impure from sexual connections. In Islam, strict continence is required on the pilgrimage to Mecca. It was required for the Hebrew congregation during the Theophany at Sinai and before entering the temple. Ancient India, Egypt, and Greece enforced the rule that the worshipper must abstain from intercourse during and before worship. In Christianity, continence was required as a preparation for both baptism and the Eucharist. The highest type of Christian was a celibate. Christian teachers praised celibacy, and marriage came to be, in their eyes, only a secondary good for those who are unable to serve continence. The bishops of the Greek church are always celibates, being chosen from the monks." Van Vliet writes, "It is just because spirituality has been practically discarded that sensuality has become paramount, for there is a close relation, in inverse ratio, between the two. Only where the one is absent can the other rule." Ojas. Ojas is a Sanskrit term that loosely translates to vigor, life force, health, and spiritual growth. It is known as the highest form of transmuted energy in the body. It is a product of the semen, which is created through the seven dhatus. From food, chayal, rasa, is manufactured. Out of chayal comes blood, rakta. Out of blood comes flesh. Out of flesh comes fat. Out of fat comes marrow. Out of marrow comes semen. It is in this semen that ojas is most abundant. Ojas is a sacred substance that can be built up in the body through the long-term preservation of sexual energy. It is said the ojas is our life force, our radiance. It is said to boost all positive aspects of life in our body and is a requisite for not only physical, but mental and spiritual health. Anger and masculine energy can also be transmuted into ojas. A man who has a great deal of ojas in his brain can turn out immense mental work. He is very intelligent. He has lustrous eyes and a magnetic aura in his face. He can influence people by speaking a few words. A short speech of his produces a tremendous impression on the minds of the hearers. His speech is thrilling. He has an awe-inspiring personality. Vivekananda writes, "The great sexual force raised from animal action and sent upward to the great dynamo of the human system, the brain, and there stored up, becomes ojas or spiritual force. All good thought, all prayer, resolves a part of that animal energy into ojas and helps to give us spiritual power. This ojas is the real man, and in human beings alone, it is possible for this storage of ojas to be accomplished. One in whom the whole animal sex force has been transformed into ojas is a god. He speaks with power, and his words regenerate the world." Karma. Karma, cause and effect, and the consequences for sin are concepts that have existed since ancient times. In Galatians it is written, "You will always harvest what you plant." Those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature will harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. But those who live to please the Spirit will harvest everlasting life from the Spirit. For any man that has long practiced masturbation should have at the very least a simple understanding of how such a practice can negatively influence his life. The violation of nature's laws of procreation. The process of wasting energy unnaturally causes an unnatural result in one's life. Others may even sense this quality of unnaturalness during interactions. It is the result of a lack of vitality from the activity of wasting one's seed. This is the process of cause and effect, and it is one of nature's laws that has been known since ancient times. Everything comes from something else. This law permeates life. This concept of karma originated from the Hindu and Buddhist religions, coming from the Sanskrit language some 3,500 years before. Does the following quote not aptly describe the consequences of this destructive deed? "Sow an act, and you will reap a habit. Sow a habit, and you will reap a destiny. Because habits build character. This is the sequence: an act, a habit, a character, and a destiny. You are the creator of yourself. What you make yourself to be now, you will be in the future. What you are now is precisely the result of the thoughts and actions you took in the past. What you sow, you shall reap." This comes to a fundamental truth that one who is engaging in sexual vice must realize. Your current hedonistic pleasures are shaping your future self. The constant withdrawal of physical energy from the body will, over time, change your form and ultimately your destiny. What you think and what you practice is what you will become. Think lewd thoughts, and you will become a lewd man. Waste energy, and you will become a wasted man. Your decision to ejaculate or abstain every day is paving two separate roads towards your future. Focus. Most men think about sex all throughout the day. Some less than others. Some excessively more than others. But all in all, we could assume that these impulsive thoughts are universal among men. The civilized man, with his access to pornography, is able to further escalate such impulses into elaborated fantasies that consume much of the space in his mind. If the occupation of sensual thoughts takes precedence in the mind, then all other thoughts will lose potency as the mind is drawing from a limited supply of nervous energy to think. It is thought that thinking requires phosphorus, a constituent present in the body. Bernard writes, Dr. Evans, an English physiologist, has presented the idea that thinking is merely a phase of phosphorus metabolism in the brain. If we take a fresh brain, either human or animal, and immerse it in either absolute alcohol, sulfuric ether, or olive oil, we obtain a luminous solution of phosphorus. This may be the origin of the phosphorescent brain glow observed by Dr. G.W. Crile, as given off by the living brain in a dark room. In this oxidation of phosphorus in the brain, Evans sees the origin of the generation of electric nerve currents, for the oxidation of phosphorus in the atmosphere causes an electric discharge to be given off. Crile has shown that the electrical energy of the nervous system is generated in the brain, which represents a central storage battery of the body. It is thus clear that phosphorus, oxygen, and sufficient thyroid hormone, iodine, are all necessary for the normal generation of brain electricity, and that in the absence of either of these three elements, there will be deficient brain action. Such an excess in sensuous thought will dilute any attempts to practice deep study and thorough concentration, and therefore we see the ability to focus becomes hindered by the sexual nature. We can further understand then how the elimination of such sensual thoughts can fundamentally change the operations of the brain and allow one to greatly sharpen their mental ability. Written in the 1800s on the deleterious effects of masturbation. He will, moreover, be dull of comprehension, incorrect, forgetful, heedless, full of blunders of all sorts, crude and inappropriate in his jokes, slow to take the hint, listless, inattentive, absent-minded, sad, melancholy, easily frightened, easily discouraged, wanting in clearness and point of idea, less bright than formerly, and altogether depreciated in looks and talents compared with what he would have been if he had never contracted this soul and body ruining practice. To clear the path of sexual thought allows one to concentrate all their mental energies into all other thoughts occupied in the mind. As a result of this energy surplus, the brain is able to function optimally, investigate thoughts and concepts at a much deeper level, and tap into deeply creative ideas and make abstract connections that cross over into the realms of intuition and perhaps even clairvoyance. Such are the beginning threads of genius. The exploration of this connection between increased mental focus on semen retention brings us to the next topic. Brain and testes. The connection between the brain and testes has been long known and written about in various texts. Even modern research has studied much about this connection. It was found in a 2021 study that the brain and testes have the highest number of common proteins compared with other human body tissues. It is said that both the testes and the brain are high energy demand tissues, executing energy-demanding processes such as cognitive functions and spermatogenesis, respectively. It is perhaps for this reason that many texts alluded to the idea that an excess in one area will come at a deficiency in the other. M. Hoffman wrote, "How there is so close a connection between the brain and testicles, because these two organs discern from the blood the most subtle and exquisite lympha, which is destined to give strength and motion to the parts, and to assist even the functions of the soul. So it is probable that too great a dissipation of these liquors may destroy the powers of the soul and body." In a publication from the early 1900s, it was written, "Excessive mental work will weaken the genital powers, and that excessive sexual activity will weaken the brain action. These are matters of common knowledge and general experience, needing no elaboration or argument. It is a common phenomenon for a man to lose train of thought when conversing with a beautiful woman. What is taking place here? Could it be that the arousal of the sensual faculties is drawing away the blood and nutrition from the mental faculties? It is a common theme in movies and TV shows that the guy hopelessly sensual and in love with women is hopelessly stupid and non-intelligent. It is also particularly common in the anime genre for the dumb guy to be chasing girls and the smart guy to be uninterested in sex. Perhaps this is illustrating a universal occurrence with men, that the activity of the sexual function comes at the cost of the mental function to some degree. Aggression. Aggression is perhaps one of the most commonly cited emotions experienced on semen retention. When one is no longer constantly expending the sexual forces, a reserve of energy begins building up within the body. This energy can often be felt as a sensation emanating from the pit of the stomach. This surplus energy can amplify one's emotions in any direction. Happiness can become feelings of intense serenity. Motivation can become a burning desire, and anger can become an uncontrollable fury. This anger causes one to become more assertive and prepared for combat with anyone they perceive as a threat. As there is more life force inside of the retainer, the sense of self is amplified. The will of the individual becomes stronger. This anger, if left uncontrolled, can easily become destructive. For this reason, we must control it and harness it in productive ways. This anger is an energy, and in order to dissipate it, we must use up this energy. Adequate physical and mental work is perhaps the best way. Cardiovascular exercise that burns up much energy, such as walking and running, are also good. Engaging in deep mental work daily will also help use up this surplus energy. Learning emotional control through philosophies such as Stoicism can help fortify one's mind and instill calmness. This desire for sex can easily become transformed into anger, but from anger it can be transmuted into motivation and cause one to become highly productive. Remember that surplus energy is amplifying your previous inclinations of thought. Anthropologist J.D. Unwin deeply studied primitive cultures that practiced monogamy and sexual abstinence, and those that didn't. Through his research of 86 civilizations, he discovered that cultures that preserved their sexual energies were more productive, more civilized, had more social energy, yet also displayed more aggressive and dominant behavior. It appears that all of these above energies are really two sides of the same coin. And if harnessed correctly, this aggression one accumulates on semen retention can be the catalyst for great personal transformation. It is a secret to success. Eloquence. Semen retention gives more weight to your words. It makes you more convincing in arguments and more articulate in speech. It improves your ability to express ideas in a compelling way. finding the right choice and methods of delivery. This is about verbal modulation, articulation, and expression. These skills are cerebral, and thus nourishment of the cerebral should optimize their function. The reason these areas of speech improve on semen retention is perhaps due to the surplus energy the brain has at its disposal to invest in these nerve centers. Just as a computer with less RAM will carry out processes less optimally, so too will a brain with less nerve energy at its disposal perform suboptimally in comparison to a well-nourished brain. This surplus of brain energy allows us to communicate with greater precision, to see subtleties in conversations and social cues in our companion, and modulates the conversation in the best and smoothest way possible based on those cues. The competence one gains from this improvement in language ability has a very positive effect on the way in which one is socially perceived. A competent speaker who can express themselves clearly with well-understood logic and language is respected by others, whether that be in the workplace or as a friend or ally. Such a developed skill markedly improves the capabilities and perceived competence of the speaker, all of which will carry a positive influence into one's life and relations. Sexual transmutation. Sexual transmutation is the transformative process of converting sexual energy into productive energy. The energy one saves from retaining their seed is said to become a powerful energy that can be utilized into many other areas of life. It fills one with motivation, a sense of purpose, and a desire to succeed. It injects life force into the individual. It makes one feel alive again. In Atkinson's book, Dr. Stockham says, "Physicists have demonstrated with incontrovertible facts that it is eminently healthy to conserve the vital principle. The seminal secretion has a wonderfully immanent value, and, if retained, is absorbed into the system and adds enormously to man's magnetic, mental, and spiritual force. In ordinary married life, this force is constantly being wasted. Other things being equal, the man who wisely conserves is improved in concentrated mental and physical power and effectiveness. Like a Daniel amid his companions, he builds and constructs. He is the organizer and executive head of industries. He is the orator and the inventor. He is the leader of great movements, because his power is drawn from an inexhaustible storage battery. Although woman has not the sperm to conserve, yet equally with man she has the thrilling potency of sex, that, when well directed, heals sensitive nerves, vitalizes the blood, and restores tissue." In Atkinson's book, Newton says, "This element, when retained in the system, may be coined into our new thoughts, perhaps new inventions, grand conceptions of the true, the beautiful, the useful, or into fresh emotions of joy and impulses of kindness and blessing to all around. This is, in fact, but another department of procreation. It is the procreation of thoughts, ideas, feelings of goodwill, intuitions of truth. That is, it is the procreation on the mental and spiritual planes, instead of on the physical plane. It is just as really a part of the generative function as is the begetting of physical offspring. This latent power that is ignited in the individual who retains is well known among other cultures and has been said to be the key to spiritual enlightenment." Sivananda states, "If the sexual energy is transmuted into ojas or spiritual energy by pure thoughts, it is called sex sublimination in Western psychology. Just as metals and chemicals are purified by heating, so also the sexual energy is purified and changed into divine energy. This is why spiritual leaders practice celibacy, and why they can develop such a whirlwind of force to affect millions. It is their celibacy that fills them with vitality and life force. If you wish to make great progress in this world, you need to follow the laws of nature, and one of the most important laws is that of the procreative faculty. The exhaustive activity of sex should only be used for the procreation of children. Any other uses of this faculty and the sacrifice is too great. As they say, the juice is not worth the squeeze.